Hey, my name is Rich B. Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe.
That's like one of the cards you sent to your editor, the voice whispered in her head. The voice had returned. But it was right. She did write something similar to a recent nightmare, and it was only a couple of months ago. Marigold got up and staggered out of the bathroom. Her slippers flopped on the carpet in the hallway. To keep herself balanced, she rested a hand against the yellow wallpaper beneath the wedding photo and took her right into the bedroom. She rushed past the bed and plopped down on the green carpet. She opened the bottom drawer to the cabinet and pulled out the emails that her editor from the Sunnyside Greeting Card Company had returned to her. Over the years, she had written hundreds of messages for the company, from Get Well Soon cards to Happy Birthday messages to In Loving Memory cards. But the messages in her shaking hands right now were the ones that had gotten her fired. It was not how she had written them, but what she had written that made her editor forward them back to her and advise that she get some help. She didn't remember writing any of them, and that's what scared her the most. That voice must have made her do it. She imagined her eyes rolling back in her head and she unconsciously typed the messages. The thought of it gave her goosebumps. She found the message she wrote on September 15th. Front cover, because you mean everything to me. Dear Mom, I love you for always being more than just a mom and being a mother to me. Somebody who will always be by my side to share my victories and hold me in my defeats. Inside card. The child will be nestled in his cradle at the top of the trees. The stork with black wings will be waiting for him and watching. She put the paper down and stared at it until her eyes crossed. As she thought about it, a smile flashed in front of her eyes. Marigold, a voice crooned from the hallway. Marigold. She shoved the papers back into the drawer and slammed it shut. That's not going to help you, Marigold, the voice gloated. You know I never leave for too long, baby. Did you miss me? Marigold picked up a small bronze statue of Boots off her dresser and hurled it across the room. It bounced off the door. What's the matter, Marigold? The voice said from the hallway. We should be friends. I reminded you about those letters, didn't I? And besides, everybody needs some friends, especially you, baby. I can be your friend. Your best fucking friend in the whole fucking world. She held her belly and rushed over to the door. She swung it open and yelled into the hallway. Leave me alone! There was nothing there but a smoke detector and a wedding picture. Crazed laughter exploded from the bedroom. She sprinted out, slammed the door shut, and darted to the kitchen. A voice emanated from the refrigerator. Marigold opened the refrigerator door and slammed it shut. She opened it and slammed it again. A magnet fell off the door, dropping a picture of her and Jeff with Mickey Mouse. Something in the way that Mickey looked at her. She bent to pick it up. The refrigerator yelled, Marigold! She fell to her butt and kicked herself away from the white door. The back of her head banged against the leg of the kitchen table. The voice had never been that close before. Don't listen to him, another voice bellowed. It was a new voice. It sounded like her high school guidance counselor, Mr. Chimicki. She could never forget that voice. He wants your baby. He's trying to get to him. No, Marigold screamed as tears streamed down her face. He can't have him. There's nothing you can do about it, the first voice said. Now it was coming from the ceiling fan. The voice clung to the blades of the propeller. You can't have this one. You gave up your first. But that was years ago, Mr. Chimicki said. Should she be punished for what her mother made her do? Perhaps not, the sticky voice said, licking her earlobe. But so what? God has mercy, Mr. Chimicki commanded. But I don't, the other voice barked. Then it purred and she felt something sticky touching her privates. When she got up, she vomited on the floor. Stop it, please! Your baby's gonna burn, the evil voice replied. He now lurked inside her womb. No, Marigold shouted, clawing her stomach. Get away from him! Marigold stumbled over to her couch to keep her balance. For a moment, there was silence, and her eyes surveyed the possessions that she and her husband had accumulated over the years. The black love seat, the matching ottoman, the coffee table, the flat screen TV. She looked at these until she saw two smiling silver eyes looking at her from the lampshade. She picked up a fine silken pillow and tossed it at the eyes. It missed. The eyes guffawed. You throw like a girl, the evil voice screamed, and she felt his claws cupping her baby's head and grinning. You must save your son, Mr. Chimicki commanded. But how? Marigold saw herself in a black TV. In reflection, she saw Mr. Chimicki with his wild gray hair behind her. A blue aura encircled his small stature. Sacrifice yourself and come get him, Mr. Chimicki ordered. She turned and saw nothing but the basement door. No guidance counselor stood behind her. She rushed to the door and opened it, hoping to find an answer. All she saw was the basement's darkness instead. Behind her, a window shattered. A thickly coated red man with ram horns stared at her from the couch. He reeked of curdled milk and menstrual blood. When he smiled, there was tiny baby fingers in his mouth instead of teeth. They wiggled back and forth like scampering legs. They looked like they were trying to escape. Marigold spun so fast from the image that she tripped over her own slippers. She fell face first through the open basement door. Before she hit the steps, Her hands covered her stomach instead of her face. Her scream was cut short by the fifth step when it hit her square in the forehead. Colors exploded behind her eyes before everything went black. She was unconscious before her limp body even reached the bottom step.
Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.